What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Whole Paycheck, or I mean Whole Foods is Not That Bad. So I'm back in Florida after spending a week in Colombia doing, you know, well, let's just say Yogi Ob's mom did not get her $75 for a week, okay? So I'm back here in Florida. I didn't want to go out and, like, cook and do shit like that. So Whole Foods was closest to my house here in Boca Raton. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm gonna go to Whole Foods. I know they're expensive, but as you guys know, I'm a dirty Jew. I'm a cheap Jew. So I always do cheap shit no matter where I go. So even though Whole Foods is a little bit more, way more expensive than Walmart or even Publix for that matter, you can still find good deals at Whole Foods. And I have to admit, guys, Jeff Bezos is doing a good job with Whole Foods, especially now. If you're an Amazon Prime holder like I am, you get some significant discounts. You don't have to have the app. You don't have to have you don't have to be an Amazon customer or an Amazon Prime customer to shop at Whole Foods, but it does help you in getting discounts that are only available to Amazon Prime holders. You just have to show them on the app that you're an Amazon Prime holder, and they will ring you up at the cashier. All right, guys, so let's get into the cost of the foods I bought over here. Unfortunately, I do not have the receipt simply because since it's hooked up to my Amazon account, the receipt is in my Amazon account. No need to print a receipt for it, I guess. Like I said, you don't have to be an Amazon. You don't have to have to be an Amazon customer to buy from Whole Foods, but it obviously helps in discounts. So let's go over the food. I bought all this stuff about half an hour ago, so the prices are well established in my brain still. So let's go over the prices. Everything you guys see here is a little bit under $24, okay? So let's start with the pizza. Mediterranean style pizza, this was $5.49. The milk over here, this is a this was $3.99. again, guys, this is not Walmart cheap, okay? This over here, what you guys see here is 50% off, right? So this was $6. Obviously, I paid $3 for it. This over here was $4.61. Divide by two is what, $2.30. Chicken wings over here, guys, they were $8.48. Divide by two, like $4.29. So the this over here was four something, I believe, okay? So again, guys, everything you guys see here, except the cup, you know, that cup was already there. Everything you guys see here was a little bit under $24. Obviously, the cereal is gonna last a couple of days. The milk is gonna last a couple of days. Now, as you guys know, when I go overseas, I like to eat for under $10 a day. You can do that. You really can't do under $10 a day with... I take it back, okay? With Whole Foods, you can do under $10 a day if you're willing to, like, eat spaghetti and maybe some chicken on the side if you get a good deal. So I'm trying to tell you guys over here that at Whole Foods, you can actually find good deals and eat for about $10 a day. You just have to pretty much, you know, look where it says, hey, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you get 15% off. You have to go into the 50% off bin. I do have to admit, shopping inside of Whole Foods is kind of like an experience. If you know, you're walking among rich people. Again, guys, we're in Boca Raton, which is the Jew capital of the world. So when you're in Whole Foods, dudes, it's a big different feeling than Walmart. You know, I'd honestly say, guys, it's probably worth paying the little bit more money just to not be with fucking Walmart customers, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, that's really the whole point of going to Whole Foods, is that you don't have to deal with the type of people that you're gonna find at Walmart. Now, again, guys, I'm a cheap Jew, so I will continue going to Walmart. However, if I had that type of FU money, I'd just go to Whole Foods, find some good deals, you know. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that America is still pretty damn good when it comes to food. As you guys know, in Colombia, like pasta sauce in Colombia was like $5 for pasta sauce. You know, I can go to freaking, you know, even at Whole Foods, I saw pasta sauce at Whole Foods for like $2 and some change, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, America is not that bad when it comes to pricing. Now, the pound of chicken, like for example, pound of bone-in chicken was $7 at Whole Foods. That's fucking ridiculous, okay? When I was in Colombia, a pound of bone-in chicken, a kilogram, which is a little bit over 2 pounds of bone-in chicken, a kilogram was what? 15,000 pesos divided by four, not even four, that's like $2, $2 a pound, you know? So, in Colombia, obviously, the chicken is cheaper out there. Believe it or not, guys, Walmart does sell skinless, boneless chicken thighs for $2.96, which is pretty damn cheap. You know, I would pay the extra 96 cents to get boneless, skinless chicken thighs rather than the bone-in skinned chicken thighs we have in back in Colombia. So the point of the video that I really wanted to get across to you guys out there, because I know a lot of people out there, they used to call Whole Foods Whole Paycheck. Maybe it was that before Jeff Bezos took it over. I think right now, guys, if Jeff Bezos wants to compete with, let's say, Ralph's in California or Publix in here in the East Coast, I think he's doing a good job with that. Honestly, guys, I think there's a lot of potential in Whole Foods, especially with Whole Foods being tied to Amazon. I see a lot of potential in Whole Foods actually becoming quite competitive compared to maybe even Walmart. So imagine if Amazon was to get Whole Foods to the point where Whole Foods is able to compete with Walmart on food, I think that can really fuck shit up for Walmart. So anyway, guys, that's my video for you today, guys. Obviously, I'm eating good, as you guys can tell, you know, Mediterranean style pizza. This is a tuna, I believe. This is some sort of red salad, chicken wings, you know, high protein cereal. This is grade A milk. I mean, this is your regular milk. I mean, there's really nothing fancy about the milk. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to let you know, man, that even with all the inflation, Bidenomics, food here in America is still pretty damn cheap. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.